An update on the status of the state legislature. High levels of bacteria are reported in a popular lake, and a plan to keep the Osage Agency open. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, May 27th. I'm Deborah Schar. Lawmakers are wrapping up Oklahoma's 60th legislative session this week. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us 504 bills have landed on the governor's desk.
Governor Kevin Stitt signed more than 100 and vetoed roughly 50 coming out of the Memorial Day weekend. This week will be packed with long committee meetings, final floor votes, executive confirmations, and potential veto overrides. The state budget for fiscal year 2026 is $12.6 billion, and that comes with an income tax cut and enough to keep a struggling state mental health department afloat until the next time lawmakers meet. One vetoed bill with bipartisan support for an override is Tulsa Democratic Representative Melissa Provenzano's bill to ensure that early breast cancer screenings are covered by health insurance in Oklahoma. A full list of possible vetoes and veto overrides is pending. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A bill to tighten financial control over the troubled Oklahoma Department of Mental Health is advancing at the state capitol. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on how House Bill 2785 came to be.
Latest estimates find the State Department of Mental Health needs an extra $30 million to make it through the end of July. Getting to that number took weeks, and lawmakers grew increasingly frustrated as the agency failed to identify the size of its shortfall. They say they never want to be in the same position again. House Bill 2785, created this month, would increase lawmakers' oversight of agency spending and make budget decisions more transparent. It's already passed the Senate with a 43-0 vote. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Heavy rains over the past month have lowered fire danger and helped Oklahoma's drought. But as Grayson Wheeler reports, it's also washed high levels of bacteria into some of Oklahoma's favorite recreational waters.
E. coli is a very common type of bacteria found in your digestive tract and the digestive tracts of many other creatures. But some E. coli, especially in the stomachs of cows and deer, produce a toxin that can make people sick. Heavy rainfall can carry all kinds of things into rivers and lakes, including those toxin-producing E. coli from cow and deer droppings. The Grand River Dam Authority says it's detecting high levels of E. coli in parts of Grand Lake, Lake Hudson, and the Illinois River in northeast Oklahoma. A GRDA spokesperson says it's not unusual to see this in the spring, especially one with as much rainfall as this year. People planning to swim in or otherwise enjoy those areas over the coming days are advised to avoid letting water into their eyes, ears, nose, mouth, or open cuts. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Osage Agency in Pawhuska will stay open under a new operational plan. Robbie Korth reports the agency was on a federal government list for closure earlier this year.
In February, a U.S. Senate committee listed 25 Bureau of Indian Affairs buildings to close nationwide. One was the Osage Agency in Pawhuska. But Osage Nation Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear tells Osage News its closure will no longer occur. Standing Bear says the nation is working with the BIA on a new lease with the feds. The building is important for the work of the Osage Minerals Council, making it critical in oil and gas permitting in northeast Oklahoma. I'm Robbie Korth.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.